This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. Oh, it's another beautiful day out there. Got pretty hot yesterday. It's supposed to be pretty hot today. Where's this fog we keep hearing about? Send that in. Maybe it's just hanging out at the beach. Hey. It's still summer. We still got some stuff going on.
Barely. You're holding on for dear life, but it's almost
gone. I got a whole month almost still left. Alice wants to send you to Universal Studios Hollywood, which is a fun summer thing to do. Call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Instantly wins a 4-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. You'll experience Jurassic World The Ride and be in the running for the grand prize. Trip for four, including airfare, hotel stay, and 2-day park tickets. If you're calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697.
That's the same number we get your texts at, so you can text us. We love to hear from you, and we've got a couple minutes before the boys do the movie review. Hi, Vinny. I ran across this pic from the pool party. Still sober over a year. Love you guys. We don't get pictures here, so whatever you sent didn't come in, but thank you, and I'm glad to hear you're still sober. That's good news.
You can email us, though.
Yeah, you can email us the pictures. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. I think everybody's name works with the RadioAlice.com.
Sarah, what brand is the 20-pound blanket you and Dusty have? I have a hard time sleeping and want to buy it. Sleep Number is where Christina got that.
I want to say I actually bought mine on Amazon. I didn't see them at Sleep Number, but I heard about them from you.
Yeah, she got it at Sleep Number when
we
were there.
I was like, oh, that sounds great.
Ordered it up, and now she's looking for things to throw on top of the bed when we sleep somewhere else.
Oh, funny. Well, you don't want to carry your 20-pound blanket around.
Is that the dumbest thing, though, you've ever heard of? She's like, what
no,
can I throw on the
I can
bed?
Totally
I can't
see it.
Sleep without the weight on me now.
It's nice having the weight.
Well, we can get a bike from the garage.
Why don't you lay on top of her?
You weirdo. Well, I'll lay on top of her till I'm done, but then I'm, you know.
Oh, my God.
Well, come on.
Tommy liked that. Come on, kill it.
Good morning, radio family. Thank you for making my commute fun and easy. I love you guys.
Love you too.
No, Hooman. Some of us only know Gerard Butler for his huge uncut, not for his acting.
He has an
or
uncut
accent.
Wow.
I don't know anything about that.
I don't know
that.
Anything about the uncut part and or the huge part even. I've never really heard much about his jetted.
Ben, you say little Jaguar jetted. Any way you want. It's better than you know how you know who says hot dog.
Oh, stop it. I say hot dog. Hot dog. I can't even say it.
Yeah, you can.
I can say it's a hot day, but if I'm talking about hot dogs, it's a whole different thing. That's hot.
925 says, Biden has a double-digit lead. That's why he's not coming.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He's like, right, I'm going to go there
I'm going to go ahead and campaign. On my own. I don't need you people.
Reason number 17 to have thick thighs. Thwart upskirt bleep holes.
Oh.
All right.
I just don't want to wear any skirts. So I'm always looking for reasons to not wear skirts. Well, somebody might get an upshot of my dirty underwear.
I'm using
my holy underwear.
I'm using my old phone to listen to you guys on radio.com.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a great use of old phones. What are you typing over there? God, you're such a loud typer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am putting this together.
Oh, you're getting the movie review.
Oh, this is a new intro?
Not really. I'll tell you about it in a second when you're ready.
Jetted.
Sarah, you should call your band Boobs.
Call my band Boobs?
Call your new band Boobs.
But no. Thanks, though. Keep those suggestions coming. Maybe Tommy has an idea.
Oh! Let's check in with Tommy.
Well, we can ask him when he does the movie review, but did you have some band names for me?
I'll let him talk. So Gabby, our intern, if you want to be an intern, you can apply at RadioAlice.com or with Uzette.
Yeah.
But she put together some sounds for me to to freshen up our intro here. So.
All right.
Oh, did she? Well, all right.
Ho! What?
Good job.
Finally.
That was actually a good one.
Ooh.
Welcome, Tommy Igo. I understand you got a big gig on September 17th. Is that true?
It is. It's true. I'm going to do double drums with David Garibaldi from Tower of Power.
Nice.
Two kits, double the madness. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Do you guys play completely in unison? Or do you just like one person's holding it down, the other person's going crazy?
No, pretty damn close, though, to unison. You know, he's not like he's a groove machine. You know, his thing is funk and, you know, backbeat, awesome, you know, pocket stuff. So we do a bunch of Tower Power tunes when he comes and plays, and then he wants to do a bunch of other stuff too. So, you know, we do some trade offs, but a lot of time we are like just one locked machine. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh. Do you have to read music to get at that in unison?
Do you have to? No.
Yeah, like, are you guys both following the same?
You know, we both are literate. We're both literate. We can both read.
No, I figured you could both read, but I mean, do you have to be both on the same page? Like, no one's just sort of working it and the other person's reading the notes.
It's 99% instinct and just listening.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's all just instinct and you know, concentration.
But it's twice the flying sticks and twice the sweat.
Pretty much.
All right. It's twice awesome, the noise.
Man. It is, man. Right. It's like it's double. It's the double pocket, man. Double dance.
Vinny's
What's up,
Vin?
Vinny's hand is up. Vinny, you have a question for the
Do
people.
You count everything?
Do I count everything? What do you
everything.
Mean?
Like any sound that happens multiple times.
No.
Can you go,
the dryer.
Oh, that was 16 times.
No, never. No. No. No, I don't count like.
That was 43 times.
Man? Like Rain Man. No, I don't
You're
do
one short.
Was it? No. Like a Rain Man thing? No. Huh. No. You drop the toothpicks on the floor and you say it's 287 toothpicks? No.
So you're saying it's a feel thing then?
Totally feel.
How many times does Bill Withers sing, I know? How many times?
Take a guess. I have no idea.
How many do you think?
I know.
It's going to take you a long time to get
through.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it was going to be, and it's over a 4-bar phrase. So it's going to be probably 12.
No!
Oh, not even close.
26! Really? 26!
No way.
Way.
Oh, was it 8 bars? Maybe it's 8
we
bars.
We can. It must be.
Oh, yeah. It's doubled. Oh, yeah.
Kiss keeps going. I actually bet money on you knowing the answer.
No way.
Give me my money.
You know, leave the thing alone. No sunshine when she's gone. You got to learn that one for the 70s
double.
Party coming up. I think it's a 69
that
song.
That is... Hello, that was my suggestion.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, okay, great. That's
what
wonderful.
Do you want
but
credit
no
for the 70s party brought to you by Tommy Igo?
No, but that tune, I have been on you on that one. And the other one is the groove from It's the Best Thing Ever.
Use me.
Pull it up, Bryn. Use me.
By who?
What am I doing?
Bill Withers,
use me.
Man. Oh. Bill Withers. Use me.
I'm like, use you for
well,
what?
Well, I'm not doing that one. I think Vaughn's going to sing.
No, we're doing Use Me.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah,
whatever.
We're doing Use Me.
You know I always wind up doing what you want anyway.
It's so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. What? Are you kidding me?
Well, who's going to play keyboards on it, Bryn?
This is where Human Jepson goes, all right, everyone.
All right, everyone.
How do you like this movie review so far?
So far, I really like it. It's one of my
so
favorite
good.
Ones.
Check this out. Come on. Oh, come on.
He just likes the drums. He's never even heard it.
If you want to see Tommy Igo giving drumming advice every minute of every day, follow him on Instagram.
And life advice, too.
It's
what
fun.
Is it? Tommy Igo? At Tommy
yeah,
Igo?
It's just, you know, it's a good thing of having an unusual name. No one's got it. So it's just basically my name. Everything. This is Tommy Igo.
Do you have
Igo.
A check mark?
I do.
Oh, you bastard. Everyone has a goddamn check mark.
Closing in on 50K.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good.
50K followers?
Yeah, and I have 85,000 on Facebook. So.
Dang.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yo, it's a big
you're
deal.
So amazing.
Getting up there.
It's
I know.
Important.
Hey, I got a lot of vodka companies asking me to be an influencer.
Oh, yeah? That you should be.
I've never heard of them, but they're all like, hey, you want to? I'm like, nah.
Oh, my God. What's the matter with you? Why don't you do it?
Because I'm not a big vodka.
Oh, you're not?
Well, what do you like? I mean,
well, someone you know is.
I don't want my first influencer to be alcohol.
Why not? My God.
It's got to be something else besides vodka. Something else.
All right, everyone. I was going to mention a bunch of other movies, but I don't need to do that anymore.
I think it's going very well.
I know, right? Here is your review of a film called Angel Has Fallen. This film stars Gerard Butler, Morgan Freeman, Jada Pinkett Smith, Nick Nolte, and Danny Houston. So in this film, the third of the trilogy, Gerard Butler is the head of the Secret Service. And when an assassination attempt on the President of the United States is happening, Morgan Freeman, played by Morgan Freeman, all signs point to Gerard. Will Gerard be able to clear his name and keep the president alive at the same time? Tommy, how important is it to see Olympus Has Fallen and London Has Fallen before you see Angel Has Fallen?
How important is
it? Yeah, like do you...
Let me think. On
like
a
the
scale
Avengers.
Of 1 to 100 of yes. how important is 100 being you have to,
yeah.
this is a minus 7.
All right.
Anybody can join in, just jump on the ride.
We saw this movie 3 weeks ago. Tommy, how many times have you thought about it?
Let me see. Let me think. What rhymes with hero?
Why? Why have you not thought about it
Nero?
At all?
No, because it wasn't a very good film.
Oh, jeez, Tommy.
Because you keep up your tradition, mister.
Taking you to crap films?
Crap films, baby. Crap films.
How was Nick Nolte?
Nick Nolte saved the film. Nick Nolte was spectacular.
Oh.
It was like, hey.
Spectacular?
I'm telling you, man. He was... weird, awesome. The energy was great. Is exactly what that movie needed. If he did not come on camera, I think a bunch of people would have split.
Oh. He was a war vet who had lost his mind and plays Gerard's dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Give it away.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
All right, let's talk about...
Just gave it away, man.
Well,
That's
it sounds like I didn't need to see it anyway,
no.
so...
Let's talk about Danny Houston. Danny is always the bad guy in every single film he's ever been cast in. If he gets cast in a movie, you're like, oh...
I'm not sure I know who Danny
Houston is.
It's
Angelica Houston's brother.
Right.
You've seen him in so many movies. Anyway, when you see this movie and you saw him, like, how predictable was the reveal?
That he was the bad guy?
Yeah.
I mean, the second he came on.
The second he came on.
Because he's only one thing, bad.
Yeah.
He's, like, have you seen the X-Men movies?
Yes.
He's that, you know?
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
What was the other film? He's just, every time I've seen him, he's bad.
Yeah, he's never
good. I don't think that was... they didn't even try to mask that, I don't think.
Yeah.
The dude is bad. But the other dude, you know who's the other dude? Okay, so the dude who turned
plays
out,
the vice president?
Yeah, we don't want to give it away,
all
right?
But well,
I
just
yeah, I know. I think it's going, yeah.
It's going smashingly.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
That right. dude, that yeah. dude was, he was like the-
You know who that guy is? That's the guy in that Steven Spielberg movie. That we all went to the screening of, and you guys were like, it didn't do justice to the book.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
It's the guy who owns the corporation,
oh,
the multinational corporation.
He plays the vice president?
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about, like, Jada Pinkett Smith or the head of the FBI, as the head of the FBI, or Morgan
Jada
Freeman?
Jada Pinkett Smith is the head of the FBI?
Yeah. To lead the lead agent.
Oh.
Yeah. She's not the head of the FBI. She's the lead agent, I think. Yeah, because she's out in field and doing stuff. She's making callers. And
do you buy into that?
What?
Do you buy into
Of course not. Listen, these questions are like, do you buy into it? This is like, look.
How about Morgan Freeman as president?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Morgan Freeman could be president, of course. He's awesome. Everybody loves Morgan Freeman. And you can tell Morgan Freeman was like, okay, you know what? This is the last film in this trilogy.
Let's do it.
Let's button it up. You know, he started out as the Speaker of the House in Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh, I
okay,
didn't
right, yeah, because you haven't seen the films, but I have. Because
I did see the films, but I haven't seen them in so long.
I am a professional movie reviewer. That's why I've done my research on this. So Morgan Freeman was the Speaker of the House. Yeah, he became the acting president when Aaron Eckhart. You know, all that stuff. So now he is the president. All right, and everybody knows Mike. Mike Banning is Gerard Butler's character, right? And Gerard Butler has, you know, he has one facial expression and one sound to his voice.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm going to save all the humans in the White House right now. That's what he does. And then he breaks somebody's neck. That's the film. There it is. That's it.
He's got that look on his face.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to save everybody in here except you. Psh, Perfect. Well, it was, that's the film right there. That's like, that's it. And it's so Olympus, he gets thrown off the Secret Service because the wife of the president was killed. On this film, he is arrested as being the master. They frame him. Okay?
Danny Houston frames him.
Yeah, they frame him. All right, so he's that's this film. So it's always like him against the world.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this: instead of ripping on this film, I'll say what I liked. First of all, Nick Nolte, he stole the film.
Absolutely.
He was the best thing as far as. And I thought this nonstop action was good. That opening scene with the drones, that was kind of cool.
By far and away, the best action part of the movie. Absolutely, I agree. The drones were awesome.
I love drones.
Drones are awesome. They did a great CGI thing with drones on that.
If you like drones, you should go see the new Spider-Man Far From Home. That whole movie is about drones.
Oh.
All right. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and give this film, because it's so predictable, 2 Persian rugs. I mean, it's so pretty. You could tell everything that was coming.
Now, that's out of 4?
Out of 5.
Out of 5. Okay.
So you could give this movie 5 if you wanted
to. Yeah, if you want to give it a perfect score, like this is one of the best movies you've ever seen of all time. You can go ahead and give it 5 drumsticks.
Hey, Mambo Cowbells. Remember, that's my rating system. Yeah. I'm going to mean this 1.5 Mambo Cowbells. Oh. And only reason it doesn't get a half is because of Nick Nolte, who came in.
Brought it up to a full 1.
I'm telling you, man, Nick Nolte, he was it. He was the best thing about this film, by far.
This film stunk.
Well,
you
I mean,
you guys hated this film.
It's a popcorn film. If you wanted to go, look, here's the interesting
thing. You say it's fun.
Okay, so I brought my kid, and he's 15, right? And he looked at me at the end, looked right at me, and he went, "That sucked!" Right? Oh. But your brother's wife looked at me and said, "That was so enjoyable."
Oh.
Yeah, that was like, she was like, "That was, I really, really like that."
Oh.
And I was just like, there you go. There it is.
My buddy's dad came to the screening too. He's from Oklahoma.
And what did he think?
He said the exact same thing. Yep. Boy, I really enjoyed myself this evening with you guys. And that film, wow.
Oh.
If you're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. It's really interesting. It was like, we were talking about it on the way home. My son was just like, the editing. Could you believe the editing? They didn't even try. You know, he was going off on the finer points. Yeah.
Oh, you should have just sat back and relaxed.
It was great. We were in that nice theater with the ones with the leg rests.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
It was like the Lazy Boys.
God. You know what? I actually think that was kind of a bad idea because I fall asleep in those sometimes.
The Lazy Boys were good. We got chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers.
We were feasting. It was great.
How could you not love any movie you see with chicken fingers?
I know. It was killing. I loved it. I had a great time. I'm easily.
Well, wonderful job, guys.
Thank you so much. Much
another
to work with.
Successful.
It,
movies
it,
review.
It too.
Are you going to see it?
Too.
Yeah, I was thinking of having maybe like him and Corey do it or something like that.
Big boys.
2 weeks.
Big boy movie review.
Next week we're hoping to review the Dark Crystal movie.
Oh,
or the Dark Crystal TV series on Netflix.
Right. You're going to try and get it ahead of time?
Yeah.
Well, good job today. Either way, nice to see you, Tom.
Wonderful to see
as
you guys,
usual.
Too.
Come
miss
up with some good band names for me.
I got plenty.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's time for us to go, but keep it here. I know.
We're going to do the
Can't
podcast,
we stay?
Though.
We are going to stay, Yuzi. We're going to stay, and we're going to do the secret show.
Oh, I love the secret show.
Yeah, Tommy Igo will be joining us for that.
Your drummer.
I don't think he's my drummer.
No, I think he's your drummer. You just said
my
band.
I'm pretty sure that he's going to...
Give me some names.
He's going to
refute
that. Have
you seen Tommy naked?
No.
You have? Why do you say it like that?
Because most of my friends I've not seen naked.
I think most of friends you have.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Most of my guy friends I haven't. Chick friends you wind up seeing naked. Like, I've seen everybody's
stuff.
Yeah, you know, we went on
Have
girls'
Have you seen
weekends.
Goodrick naked?
Yeah, I've seen
Village
Goodrick.
Naked?
Yeah, I've seen Village
Evil?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen Evil Rick
right,
naked.
Right, right.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, friends I have now. I've never seen Pat naked.
You've never seen Pat naked?
No, and I've never seen, but I've seen Marianne naked. I don't think I've ever seen Mike or Heather naked.
Mm.
I've never seen Joe or Ariane naked. Sherry and Doug, that's a big nope.
You've never
seen Sherry. I have
naked.
Well, I've seen her breasts, but I don't think I've seen anything
What about
else.
Hot ass Danielle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
We've all seen that.
I'm always like, hey, Danielle, put your clothes back on right now.
Well, I've seen her chichis.
Yeah.
I've
seen all her stuff.
Yeah, in pictures.
Huh. I've seen everything a couple times. Very soft thighs.
Everything?
Everything. Seen it all. It's good. Looks good.
Oh, yeah. She's hot ass Danielle.
Anyway, so her husband naked too, right?
No.
Oh, he doesn't walk around naked?
No.
He's not into that.
Nope. Dan. Sarah, I'm going to keep my clothes on, all right? Is that okay? All right. I'll be out back smoking pot. Okay. I made that part up.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to go do a secret. I got to get out of here. God, I'm going to get in trouble.
Bye.
Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
Yes.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.